It was a soft autumn evening in New York.
Autumn in New York.
Jack Flanders was humming to himself as he walked home, enjoying the crisp autumn air. He passed a tree-lined street he hadn't noticed before.
I don't remember this.
Halfway down the block was a neon sign. The Casa Luna.
Looks like a coffee shop. I guess I'm the only one here.
Hello? How are you?
I'm fine.
What would you like?
Do you have, cappuccino? Decaf?
Yes, we have.
Just a small, or short, or tall, demi, whatever you call it.
You take for here?
I take for... Oh, yeah, yes, for here.
Okay.
Music, it's Balinese. She sounds Balinese. This place kind of looks Balinese. Oh, well. It's New York.
You like cinnamon?
Oh, sure. Cinnamon's fine. Excuse me, are you Balinese?
Yes.
What are you doing in New York?
Like you say. Well, it's New York.
I didn't say that. I only thought that.
You know Bali?
Yes, I've been to Bali, yeah.
You like Bali?
Oh, sure. There's an awful lot of tourists, though.
Yeah, so many. But Bali, very beautiful, yeah?
Yes, it is. Have you just opened?
Why you ask?
I live a couple of blocks from here, but I've never noticed this place.
Ah.
Plus, it's Saturday night, and I wondered if anybody else knew you were even here.
People come.
Oh?
At midnight.
Ah, at midnight. You know, there's a restaurant in Bali that's also called the Casa Luna.
Yes, in Ubud.
Is that connected in some way to here?
Your coffee, Mr. Jack.
Oh, thanks. How did you know my name?
See there?
On my notebook. So it is.
Yes, so it is. Coffee is good?
Oh. Yeah, it's terrific.
Good. You like Casa Luna?
You mean this one here?
No, Ubud.
Oh, it's my favorite spot. Always a lot of expatriates from all over the world who hang out there. It's a great place to just sit and watch people.
Yourself?
You mean by myself?
No, you watch yourself?
You mean, do I watch myself watching people?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's part of the fun. Watching my reactions while I'm watching people.
But here, there are no people here to watch.
I've noticed.
People will come.
Yes, at midnight.
A little before, yeah.
You know, you remind me of someone I knew. What's your name?
Nani.
Her name was Nani.
Your life.
My what?
Your life. You control, no?
Do I control my life?
You try, yes?
I think I've given up on that.
Why?
Because while I'm busy trying to control it, I'm usually missing what's happening right beneath my nose.
Your nose?
What I mean is, we can become so obsessed with controlling things, we aren't aware of the wonders right in front of us.
What thing?
Controlling each other, nature, ourselves, you name it.
What wonder?
What wonders? Trees, for example. What extraordinary creations they are. Plants, insects, the clouds, the rain. It's all so damned amazing. We're living in the Garden of Eden and we don't even notice it. When did it start to rain?
Why we talk?
Well, that's exactly what I mean. I got so far inside my own head I didn't even see that. Hey, there are people here.
Yes.
What happened to that wall?
What wall?
There was a wall here. Now it's open onto the street.
Yeah, it's okay.
It certainly is a humid night. You know, you were right. Things do pick up around midnight. Well, I guess it's time to go.
It's still rain. You want an umbrella?
Oh, no. Looks like a nice, warm, oddly tropical shower. What the heck?
We are honored you stopped by, Mr. Flander.
Well, how did you know my last name?
Your card.
My card?
Yeah. What is coming at you is coming from you.
Yeah, that's on my business card.
Yeah.
But when did I give you my card?
You not remember.
No.
Chuck Flanders?
Hmm?
I have something to show you.
Oh, really?
I'll take you there.
Where?
It's not far.
What isn't?
Where we're going.
And where is that?
Do you mind riding on the back of a motorcycle?
I would like to know where we're going.
I'll show you.
But where are we going?
I believe we're going in circles.
Yeah. Go with Nina, Mr. Jack.
It's not far.
You said that.
Ay, Mr. Flanders, I'm very disappointed.
In me?
Yes.
Join the club.
I thought Jack Flanders was an adventurer.
Look, I don't go looking for adventure. It just sort of arrives.
When it arrives, do you go with it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Good. Shall we go?
Okay. What the heck? Hey, nice wheels.
Hop on.
Sure. Why not?
Ready?
I hope so. What happened to Manhattan?
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
What?
I was sitting in a coffee shop in Manhattan, and now I'm on the back of a motorcycle in the tropics.
So?
So what happened to Manhattan?
Nothing.
Well, where is it?
Where it always is.
So what happened to me, then?
What do you think?
Oh, no, that's why I'm asking.
I thought Jack Flanders was used to this sort of thing.
Well, what sort of thing? Oh, you mean stepping into other realities?
Uh-huh.
As I said, I was sitting, drinking a cup of coffee, and while I was talking, everything shifted.
Well, shift happens.
Yeah. I think I've heard that one before.
You want an explanation?
I'd love one.
It's too complicated.
Yeah, it always is.
They drive through what seems like an endless tunnel created by giant trees that line the road. Their branches form a canopy high above them. The single headlamp of the motorcycle weaves and bounces while the thick foliage and screeching sounds of the insects flash past as they continue deeper and deeper into the darkness of the tropical night.
This reminds me of Bali.
What?
This reminds me of Bali.
Yes.
But it can't be, can it?
No.
We're here?
Where else would we be?
Well, yeah, we're always here.
Come on.
Of course, it could be Costa Rica.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Have you ever been to the Moluccas?
The Spice Island?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where we are either, right?
No.
I didn't think so. Are we on an island?
Where else? Come on in.
Nice place. It's yours?
It's mine.
Bamboo chairs, bamboo table, bamboo bed, floors, walls, bamboo flowers, bamboo ceiling.
I love bamboo.
Oh, really? I'd never guess.
Here.
Ah, a little bamboo box.
Open it. So, what do you think?
It's a brooch.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like... I don't know. Is it Shiva?
The face of Lord Shiva.
With an opal for a third eye.
Mm-hmm. Hold still.
Hmm?
You're supposed to wear it.
Around my neck?
Where else?
Look, I'm really not into brooches.
Stop squirming.
Okay. Nina.
Hmm?
What is this going to cost me? That's not a very reassuring answer.
It'll cost you nothing.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Just don't ever take it off.
Oh, God.
Not while you're here.
Look, why don't you just
keep this
thing and...
No, I told you, don't remove it. It's to protect you.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord Shiva.
Nina, why me?
You'll see. Are you ready to continue?
Where?
Why do you always ask where?
So I'll know where I am when I get there.
But Jack never knows where he is.
Well, eventually he does.
If you want to know where you are, look around you.
Oh, yeah. It's pitch black. Okay. Take me to my fate.
Jack, your fate lies here.
Hey, wait. Nina. Can't see a thing. It's so black. Not even a street light. No moon. Not a single star. Nothing. Well, I may as well wait out the night in Nina's all bamboo hacienda. Hey, what happened to the path? It's not here anymore. Well, better scrap that idea. All right, Jack. Now, all you have to do is just follow the road. It'll probably lead you somewhere. Oh. Hey, the road turned and I didn't. The road just narrows to nothing. It's like a vanishing point that just vanished. All right, I'm just going to stand here until it gets light. Speaking of light, there's one up ahead coming out of nowhere. Okay, Nina. No more questions. Just get me out of here. Nina? There's no one on this cycle. Are you inviting me to climb on? Well, I guess it's better than spending the night just standing here in the road. Sound like you're eager to get going, aren't you? Okay. Sure. Well, shall we? So, who's gonna do the steering, huh? You are. Well, whatever you say. Like I have a lot of choice, right?